And now, I'd like to show my love by making for you a Quebec pizza.
What's that?
Pop-Tart with the ketchup. She's good.
Daniel Palmer, San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Well, we're going, we don't need roads.
Ba-la-la-la.
It's showtime.
This is Old School at the Movies, episode 117 for April 23rd, 2015. Old School at the Movies is brought to you by the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Check out some great shows like All One Aside, Cerebral Satire, and Anything Goes. Welcome back to Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news. I'm your host, Mr. Old School. Before we get to the panel this week, let's get into the contact information. OldSchoolMovies.net is a site where you can listen, download, and subscribe to the podcast. If you want to get in touch with us directly, don't be shy. OldSchoolMovies2@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at OldMovies.net. That's OldMovies, D-O-T-net, hashtag O-S-A-T-M. Without further ado, let's introduce our monumental panel for this week, starting with our Iron Man, Mr. Heavyset.
I am Iron Man.
We have Katie, the First Lady.
Hey, what's up?
Got Kebo Trek.
Howdy.
We've got Carp.
Go Habs, go. Go Habs, go.
For the first time ever in Old School at the Movies history, two female panelists, Charlie from All One Aside.
What, did you just call me two females, or...?
Yes, she is actually two females
more
in one.
Than I am,
she
I
has two vaginas, triple penetration. That being said, let's get into the news for this week.
I'm Bruce Nolan for Eyewitness News. Back to you, fuckers.
Hashtag triple penetration. All right, Heavy, what do you got this week?
The Batman trailer.
I mean, yeah. This actually, apparently there was a leak, correct?
Yes.
And then they just said, fuck it, and released the trailer?
Mm-hmm.
All right, awesome. Let's play it, get our thoughts.
Can we actually note to the listeners, a little pulling back the curtain, we planned a whole different episode, but then, I mean, this has happened before where, all right, we're going to do this special episode, and then all these trailers come out, and we go, well, a different game plan, we're going to do that one later.
Exactly. There's monumental events in movie news that you just have to kind of push the 80s retrospective aside, especially... because a lot of us on the panel are huge Batman fans, especially Charlie. So we're going to play the trailer for Dawn of Justice. Batman, what I like prefer to call, I guess a lot of people prefer to call, Batman versus Superman.
Is it really surprising that the most powerful man in the world should be a figure of controversy?
We, as a population on this planet, have been looking for a savior.
We're talking about a being whose very existence...
They are not telling us the truth.
...challenges our own sense of priority in the universe.
Human beings have a horrible track record of...
Tragic.
...following people of great power.
Power corrupts.
And absolute power corrupts. Absolutely.
Chaos.
Maybe he's just a guy trying to do the right thing.
We know better now, don't we?
He's out of control.
Devils don't come from hell beneath us.
They brought their war here.
No, they come from the sky.
The world has been so caught up with what he can do that no one has asked what he should do.
That's how it starts. The fever, the rage, the feeling of powerlessness that turns good men cruel.
My God, marking the F out. I mean, it's awesome that they actually released it. You know, fucking kudos to the hackers, man, because I want to see it as soon as possible, being a huge fanboy. Couple of quick notes with this. I heard Tell me if I'm wrong. Jeremy Irons' voice?
Yeah, he's Alfred.
Jodie Foster?
Guess she's like the president of the States or something.
We also heard, not Michael Cera, but Jesse Eisenberg kind of Luthering a bit, which is cool. And you also heard a masked Batman voice, which a lot of people shit on the old one because they said, well, why don't you just disguise his voice instead of talking like Batman, which I had no issue with myself, but I thought it was cool. Okay, other quick thoughts. Ben Affleck looks an awesome Bruce Wayne. Loving the Batman costume. Loving the dark Superman. There's actually an article we're going to talk a bit later how saying he's too dark. I disagree. I love the dark Superman. Love the fucking music in this. Love everything with it. If there was like a pre-sale, I would give my money right now. I'm 100% into this. Heavy set, let's get your thoughts.
Ironically enough, I'm wearing a Batman costume shirt right now, and I didn't even realize it. I love this trailer. I've watched it many times, and I've even seen the Honest Trailers version. I hope you've gotten that queued up for the end of the show.
I'll take a look, yeah.
Oh, they did a great job of like mocking. Well, not really mocking the trailer, but it's funny how they do it. But I'm pumped. I feel like this is what we kind of asked for. When we talked about them remaking, we were like, well, the original one series, you know, that was very cartoony, and then we went to really serious. And I feel like I get that gritty feeling that you got from Batman and Batman Returns. But I also feel like there's a bit of the comic book feel, and there's also a little bit of a more realistic feel.
Yep, agreed.
So just resetting everything, but with having at least those expectations, that preference, they came through with it. And I really can't complain with it. I mean, and this is one trailer. I can't wait to see more. I think you silence some critics. And if there's anybody bitching about fucking Batman's voice, quit bitching about Batman's voice. Fucking
I'm sure Affleck said that too. He's like, okay. They're going to bitch. Fuck it. Just mask the voice.
We've already bitched about fucking Bale's voice. And they're like, oh my God, he sounds so robotic. And I'm like, can you just enjoy it? Like, to me, it seems like it's part of the suit. Fine. Let's hope that that's what it is. I don't think he's going to be giving you the fucking cyborg voice the whole time. So I'm pumped. This is great. I think top of the movies I'm looking forward to next year right now.
Who else wants to give their 2 cents?
I couldn't agree more. I mean, it looks really exciting. I think people who aren't even comic book fans are interested just the fact that it's Batman and Superman on screen for the first time. I mean, it looks awesome. I like the darkness to it. It gives it more intrigue, and I'm anxious to see how Ben Affleck does do as Batman, aka Bruce Wayne. And I'm excited. I can't wait to see it.
You know, and they've got to diversify themselves from Marvel, because Marvel's kind of like the PG happy-go-lucky, you know, except for Guardians, which I went on a bit of an edge. But I think if they want to go against Marvel, they have to go super gritty, super dark. Cart, let's hear your thoughts.
Pretty much exactly what I was going to say is their only chance at competition is to go dark. It's their only chance, really. Because if they were to go like, you know, Batman and Robin campiness to try and continue the series, it wouldn't happen. So it's just been proven that with Dark Knight Rises, dark works for DC.
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody else want to comment?
I'm very excited too. I love Batman. And
yay!
I always thought that Superman's movies were a little bit, like, nothing really, I don't know, it was boring.
Campy. Campy, right?
Yeah. He's always been also, like, he's too good. I don't know. I never really liked it, so I'm very excited to see, like, the dark side of it and how they'll tell that story.
Kev, what do you got this week?
That was my story, but we didn't do the Star Wars trailer, did we?
No, we should talk about that.
Ooh, yeah. let's do some Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Have you felt it? The dark side. And the light.
I guess this isn't the one with Harrison Ford in it.
No.
I saw one with Harrison Ford not too long ago.
Yeah, that was the one I saw too.
Yeah. Found the wrong one, man.
Whatever. Harrison Ford says, yeah, I'm back.
No, he says, truly, we're home.
Yeah. So get it right. You call yourself a movie podcast host.
You do it, your job, you do it right.
So shut the fuck up. Fucking bandwagon
Why
jumper.
Why do we even let you host this show?
Peanut gallery. Kev, let's get your thoughts.
unlike the last three movies, this actually felt like Star Wars, if that makes any sense, because...
Yeah, it's practical effects.
Well, yeah, that's it. It wasn't like... I mean, the thing with the newest three movies were it was one big George Lucas boner for his special effects that he can do.
He's just sitting there behind the other room. Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's pretty much what it was. Like, there was absolutely no heart in the movies. And, I mean, just from the opening scene here where you see the, whatever it's called, battle cruiser or whatever, like...
Star Destroyer.
Star Destroyer, yeah, exactly. Star Destroyer, like, in wreckage on the mountain. It's like, wow. And like I was saying on Facebook, the last 5 seconds with Han Solo is what we've been waiting 30 years for. So it's great that we're finally going to get, you know, movie sequels to the original. So I'm super jazzed for this.
Jazz? What are you, 1930s?
I'm super jazzed for this. That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, I ain't a huge fan of the franchise, but I think Abrams gets it. And I'm going to watch it because I've seen all of them. So... just the fact that they got rid of that asshole Lucas, who, like you said, has got the heart on for the fucking changing history. I can't stand people who don't listen to what the fans want, man. This fucking guy, he thinks he knows what the fans want. He doesn't. He's finally out of it. Disney's got the property now. Abrams is running it. It's in good hands, so I'm really happy to see where it's going to go. Who else wants to talk about
it? Oh, man, just from this weekend alone, like Batman versus Superman, Star Wars, and the new Fantastic Four. There was so much nerd splooged on the internet. It's just way too much. And ever since Disney said they were buying the Lucas film rights and said, we're giving you 7, 8, and 9 and more movies, I couldn't wait. And then seeing this was just put my faith into J.J. Abrams that much more when they announced him for it.
Anybody else?
Well, ironically, though, like, I think he... didn't do a very good job with Star Trek, but I think he's going to do a fantastic job with Star Wars just because he's more of a fanboy for it.
What the fuck are you talking about? He brought it to the masses. He got fans, women who don't even watch the show, who didn't give a shit about Star Trek, into it. And he played to the fanboys. He did exactly what he was supposed to do.
I don't think he played to the fanboys at all. He played...
What are you talking about, Matt?
To the people who weren't Star Trek fans. And yes, that was the right decision financially, but...
Yeah, and the story. It was entertaining. I'm a Star Trek fan. I found it entertaining.
So did I, but it wasn't Star Trek. Whereas this feels like Star Wars. And I guess...
if you were the director of Star Trek, you'd get about $30 million because you'd be on fucking Deep Space Nine the entire movie. And fucking you're sitting in Quark's bar fucking... debating, you know, theory of relativity and all this fucking bullshit, no action going on. Listen,
Star Wars.
Okay, people don't want, you're a fucking Star Trek.
I'm an elitist.
There's, hold on, because there's two people, right? There's
old school is you're a fucking nerd.
I wasn't thinking nerd because there's two types of Trek fans, right? There's Trekkies and Trekkers, and Trekkies are the more casual, correct?
I actually don't even
know. No idea.
Oh, so you call yourself a Star Trek fan and you don't even know. What the hell?
No, I don't fucking know, but I'm a casual fan. I own all the movies. I'm a huge fan, but not to that fucking extent. And I'm sorry, but you have to go mainstream. That's the way they did it. It's entertaining. I don't care if Khan... I fucking loved that Khan was in that movie.
God,
fuck
it was
you.
Terrible. It was so terrible and predictable.
You're a fucking asshole.
Get your own story,
Abrams. No, you're a closed-minded. It has to be like a thin line of fucking nerdgasm for you to enjoy it. Fuck off. That's it.
You have nothing to say there.
You're like vamp level pissed off at Kembo right now.
No, I can't stand. It was Fast and Furious last week.
Oh, God.
And now Star Trek. Oh, yeah, here we go again. And as Star Trek this week, why don't you enjoy things for what they are instead of trying to make them the way you want to be?
I appreciate quality.
Bullshit.
The only movie you like is the guy who stayed the same character for 12 fucking years. You talked about it for half an hour.
That was awesome.
What was it about? A boy or something? That movie is a piece of shit.
Awesome.
And you like all these Resident Evil movies, and they've got the same hypocritical things that you hate and everything else.
Those are cinematic
classics.
But
because of... fucking skinny bitches in it, you're a huge fucking fan of it.
You can't.
Bullshit.
They should be up for Oscars.
Fuck off.
You guys?
Anybody else?
You guys should go and watch a movie together and just record it. Just you guys just
Well, but then they're going to be going nuts on each other.
We'd get kicked out. I'd call him a fucking retard for 2 hours, and then
I would listen to that.
All right, can we move on here? I'm pissed off.
Breathe.
Fantastic Four. Here we go.
Dr. Storm, we gave you 6 years and millions of dollars, and you gave us nothing. What's different now?
Reed Richards. He knows answers to questions we don't even know to ask yet. This is our chance to learn more about our planet and maybe even save it.
I want you to meet my daughter, Sue.
You want to be famous?
I just want my work to make a difference.
Johnny, Reed. This guy doesn't take orders well.
Yeah, especially from people who say, I don't take orders well.
Don't let any of these lab coats give you any crap, all right?
Well, if I do, I know who to call. The Muscle.
I gotta say, it's fun having you here.
Really?
No.
What you've created here is incredible.
You guys sure you're in the best shape to be doing this?
Yeah. We're good.
They just cracked interdimensional travel.
Incredible.
All I want to know is where are my children?
Four have survived. Exhibit unique physical conditions.
I just want to fix my friends.
You can't fix this.
You should use these powers to help people.
You opened a door you don't know how to close. You don't know anything about what's coming.
What is coming?
Stop him. It's going to take everything you have.
How long until he's in?
2 minutes. Might be a little less.
All right, who wants to start? Fantastic Four.
Looks cool. I don't know. I didn't see the trailer. So it sounds cool. I would go see it.
The practical effects are way better. I mean, that's just over time, but I like it's more of an edge to it. And again, maybe I'm just because I'm getting older, I like the more gritty, edgier franchises. So
I think this looks better than the last two. But the only thing I have to say is it is so racist they have a black Human Torch. Just saying.
There's a lot of purists who bitched and complained about that. I'm like, listen up, you fucking racist old bastards. Fucking accept something new and just take it the way it is. Yeah, to me, it looks pretty good. I'm definitely going to go check it out. It looks a lot better than if they were to do another one with Chris Evans. I mean, Captain America as Johnny Storm. And then...
no way he's taking that role anyways.
So my only thing is I would have liked to have seen Disney Marvel personally get the property back and see what maybe they would have done in the end.
I would hope if they were to get the property back, that we would have seen some sort of interaction between whoever the Human Torch would be and Captain America. There's a joke in Lego Marvel that I happen to have. I was looking through the achievement list. If you do something with the Human Torch and Captain America, I think the achievement's called "You Look Familiar."
Anybody else want to comment?
I think it looks cool. I mean, I like the gritty aspect of it. I mean, Black Human Torch aside, I mean, I like the Fantastic Four. I mean, I like the first two movies. I thought they were okay. I mean, this is obviously a remade version, but I'm going to see it anyway. I like all superhero movies, so it's on my to-watch list.
Black Spider-Man, make it happen. It's going to happen. Oh, it's in the comics now anyways, right?
Yeah, Latino African. Miles Morales.
Make it happen, man. You got to change the franchise.
That's one of the other rumors right now for the...
Do it. Who'd you cast?
Oh, fuck yeah. It has to be a young teenager for sure. So I don't know any...
You don't know any young black actors.
Racist.
Racist.
Oh, shut up.
What about Michael B. Jordan?
No, he's the Human Torch.
Why not? Why can't he do both?
Because you can't.
Because why? It's a Marvel property.
What about Will Smith's son?
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
They want to lose money.
I've been hearing things about Danny. Is it Danny Glover? Is that his name?
No, he's...
Isn't that... Hold on.
He's too much of a comedic actor.
Ah.
The second you say Danny Glover, I'm like, too old for this shit.
I'm kind of surprised that Will Smith didn't become a superhero character at one point.
You know what it is? I think it's the timing. If he were 10 years younger, he would have been cast.
Yeah, agreed.
I think it's just the timing.
What do you mean? What about Iron Man?
That's a little different. But
technically,
didn't he do like Hancock? Wasn't that like a superhero kind of?
Nah, that doesn't count.
Technically,
is it? I don't know.
He's going to be Deadshot. I mean, it's not a superhero, but he's going to be Deadshot in Suicide Squad.
But I think when he was rising in popularity, comic book movies weren't in
yet.
No,
exactly.
I think it was just bad timing. Because I would have seen him as the first Black Batman.
Calm down.
Make it happen. Black Batman, Black Spider-Man. Make it happen. All right. Movie review.
What? They should do a Black Green Lantern, actually. They should do the John Stewart character. And cast definitely cast Idris Elba. Well, if I was Idris Elba, was maybe 10 years younger.
Black Bond. All right, so
in movie, if anything.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's. What'd you
Hell baby.
Oh God.
You never cease to amaze.
I should never cease to amaze you at all. So, Hell Baby, basically...
Baby, that's...
An expecting couple moves into the most haunted house in New Orleans, call upon the services of the Vatican's least exorcist team to save them from a demonic baby. Really great comedic cast. I mean, you got Rob Corddry, Keegan-Michael Key, Thomas Lennon, Michael Ian Black, Rob Hubel, Paul Scheer. Just the comedic actors alone it was spectacular. This was an over-the-top comedy, as it should have been known as. Leslie Bibbs acting as a possessed mother, expectant mother, was really well done as well. I mean, to me, if you move in a place called Maison du Saint or House of Blood, that should be an indication of moving out.
Is it Quebec? It's a New Quebec Orleans movie?
So,
oh, right.
They got French there. And Keegan-Michael Key's character is actually at one point keeps describing like, oh, it's called Murder House in Spanish. It's called House of 1,000 Dead Babies in this language. Keeps going, which is super funny. And full frontal Ricky Lindholm, which was nice to see because she's a very attractive female, and getting to see her completely naked is also adds on to it. They do some ridiculous scenes where they go eat a po' boy, and it's like a 2-minute scene of them eating food multiple times. So that I could have done without. But all in all, it was pretty enjoyable. Definitely, you know, a bargain bin movie to check out. So for me, for a bargain bin rating, it's a 8 out of 10. 8 Hell Babies and 10.
All right, thank you, Carp. Weekend box office next. Break it down. Fast and Furious 7 tops the charts again with $29.1 million. Carp, is there any hope in sight for any other movie to topple these guys over the next couple
weeks? Age of Ultron?
Avengers?
Yep. Okay. Yep.
And that's for sure. But it'll still be in the top five, which will be ridiculous. So they've already made $1 billion worldwide.
And that's the quickest ever,
quickest
correct?
Ever. Best performer for Universal ever.
Here's the thing. They were smart. They released everything at the same time. They didn't wait for the Asian markets. You have to do it. Kev, I'm sure you'll agree with me on this. You have to release it in the Asian markets right away or else you get pirated up the ass.
They released it 2 weeks later on the Chinese market and it still made $182 million.
No, that's what I'm saying. You don't wait like a month.
No, that's it. It's that's old age thinking. Doesn't work anymore. Done, yeah.
China is the largest place on earth right now, so you gotta send your money there.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of Asians. All right, Paul Blart 2 debuts with $23.7 million. Can't say I'm shocked. I mean, the first one did well as well, $30 million. It hit 10 foreign as well. I mean, it's going to make its money back in 2 weeks. It's all profit for the studio.
I don't know how this movie makes $2 million.
It's called America. That's all. Dude.
Well, the thing is, we have to consider this won't make... It will make a profit, but...
The fact alone that they made a second fucking Paul Blart Mall Cop says something.
You got, You gotta really realize that also at the same time, there's also movies that have made like four or five different, you know, sequels, such as really pieces of shit like Resident Evil. Hey, so
none of that here. No, but the thing is, this movie we won't see make, it'll obviously make a profit. I don't think it'll make too much, because we're not going to see Kevin James movies usually don't do well on the foreign market. It's kind of like Will Ferrell, kind of like Adam Sandler.
Ferrell.
Same thing.
There's no A in Ferrell, idiot.
It's already pulled in $10 million overseas without any of the Asian markets.
No, but I can't really see this being a hit with Asian markets.
It's going to make $30-40 million.
Probably going to be a third one.
That makes no sense. It'll make a profit. I don't think it'll make much, and I'm not even sure, because didn't the first one open with like $50
million? No, it opened with about $34 million, and it had, the thing with Paul Blart is it had a lot of longevity.
Yeah, it's true. It made $146 million for domestic and only $36 million foreign.
All right, who wants to talk? Fuck, here we go.
Okay, I want to talk. Okay. here's the question. Where will this be in 2 weeks when The Avengers hits theaters? When we get the weekend box office, where's it going to be? What number?
2 weeks? I think it makes 10.
No. I'm not talking. No. What? No, just give me what number you think it's going to be at, like on the top, when we do the top 10. We do this segment in 2 weeks.
Number 6.
I'll go 5.
I can see it being around there as well, but it won't make 10 million.
Makes 8 million.
Probably like 6. And I will seeing this on Friday, so maybe I shouldn't say anything.
So there you go. Too bad. Girlfriend brings the end. Bitch all you want. You're still going. Unfriended, $15 million. Not too. Shut up, Hedgehog.
On an estimated budget of only $1 million.
Unfriended. What's that?
Unfriended, 15.8 on a $1 million budget.
$1
million? How did they spend $1 million?
They probably had to buy the rights to use Skype.
That's all they did. They had 6 like handy cams fucking filming Skype. That's it.
I was thinking more or less to get the professional version of Pamela where you can record video. That's pretty much it. Where's the rest of the rest of the money go?
Yeah, it's like a fucking 2-hour podcast, and they made $15 million.
Guys, get on this, huh? We have to make the next one.
Unfriended too. He's unfriended again.
Unfollow.
I add you and then re-unfriend you. Home 2015 made another $10 million this week. Longest Ride number 5, $7 million. Get Hard number 6 at $4.9 million, 78 total on a 40 budget domestic. Woman in Gold hit number 7 with $4.5 million, got a total of 15. Monkey Kingdom, fortunately, I guess the trailer didn't sell well, especially on this show, $4.5 million opening. Number 9, Divergent Series Insurgent, precursor to Detergent, $4 million, total gross of $120 on a $110 million budget, but it's got good foreign numbers. It's pretty much made its money back. And number 10, Cinderella 2015 version, another $4 million, total of $186. Let's get into movies coming out this week. What do we have this
week?
There's
the wide release of Ex Machina. Like, it started small, but it's getting nationwide, so it actually looks pretty cool.
How long until we get to his estate?
We've been flying over his estate for the past 2 hours.
Caleb, I'm just going to throw this out there so it's said, okay? You're freaked out. You're freaked out to be meeting me, having this conversation in this room at this moment, right? But can we just get past that? The whole employer...
Is this like the gay 50 Shades of Grey?
Watch it.
It's good to meet you, Nathan.
It's good to meet you too, Ken.
If he makes him sign a contract, I'm stopping the trailer right now.
This building isn't a house. It's a research facility.
Oh, that's what they're calling it now. Go to my research facility and put your ball gag on and sign your
contract.
Watch
the trailer.
Shut your mouth. Watch the trailer.
I want to talk to you about what I'm researching.
What are you researching, buddy?
You want to see something cool? You are dead center of the greatest scientific event in the history of man.
Hello.
Hi. Do you have a name?
Ava.
Answer me this. How do you feel about her?
Her AI is beyond doubt.
No, nothing analytical. Just how do you feel?
I feel that she's amazing.
Good.
Do you want to be my friend?
Of course.
will it be possible?
Why would it not be?
Did you know that Nathan brought me here to test you?
Caleb, you're wrong.
Wrong about what?
Nathan, you shouldn't trust anything he says.
Does Ava actually like you? Or is she just pretending to like you?
Self-awareness, manipulation, sexuality.
Are you attracted to me?
Now, if that isn't true AI, what is?
Caleb, there's something I want to show you.
Can we talk about the lies you've been spinning me?
What lies?
Today, I'm going to test you.
Why me?
Caleb, you have to help me.
Who's the real test? You.
Is it strange to have made something that hates you? What will happen to me if I fail your test?
Yeah, man, take my money. Gone. Yeah. Sold.
Talk all that shit, and then you're like, oh, God. Oh, it looks so awesome.
Okay. No, but there was no contract. You didn't make more ball gag. I'm good. I'm in.
Yeah, I definitely want to check this out ever since I saw the first trailer. So,
Katie, yeah or nay?
This is the movie that girls the robot in it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll see it. It looks interesting. It looks really good.
I think he fucks the robot. Kev, yeah or nay?
Yay for Cheapy Tuesday.
Charlie!
He better not fuck the robot, and I'll go see it.
What if she fucks him? Is that okay?
No.
Charlie,
thought about it for a second.
Heavy.
I missed half the trailer, and I've yet to watch it, so I'm going to go with a push.
Go with a push. All right, awesome. What else we got? Age of Adeline. Is this the Kevin James one?
No, Little Boy is the one with Kevin James. Age of Adeline, Blake Lively, Harrison Ford. Those are the only names I recognize.
Chewie.
Fantasy drama. That's got Harrison Ford. We didn't get to hear him in the Star Wars trailer, so let's hear him here.
Get off my playing cart.
No, you don't want to get off his plane. You want to not get on.
Shut up.
Ma'am, it says here you were born in 1908. That makes you 45 years old.
That's right.
Adeline Marie Bowman was born on January 1st, 1908. Many years later, she would begin a family of her own. On a cold winter night in 1935, Adeline's life would change forever. In that moment, something incredible happened. Its effect was almost magical. Adeline Bowman will henceforth be immune to the ravages of time. She will never age another day.
I'd like to ask you a few questions, Miss Bowman.
The next time we see each other, I'll have a new identity. I'll always be your mother, and I'll always be my daughter. Happy birthday, Mama.
You look exactly like this old friend of mine. We were very close.
Don't you miss having someone to love? It's not the same when there's no growing old together. Without that love is just heartbreak.
I'm Alice. Pleasure to meet you. I'll just wait with you.
Thank you, but I'll manage.
Wait.
How do we get in touch?
First time I saw you, I knew I had to meet you. I didn't know when or how, but I knew I would.
How is this possible? All these years, you've lived, but you've never had a life.
I don't know how. Tell me something I can hold on to forever and never let go.
Let go.
I've been running for so long.
Adeline!
I don't know how to stop.
The Age of Adeline. Start with Katie.
Another age-defying movie. Now, it does look interesting. I like Harrison Ford's in it. I always like Harrison Ford in movies and certain pictures. So it looks interesting. I'll watch it.
Lady 2, you into it?
No, I don't think so.
No, not your type.
No, it's like borderline chick flick. I don't like that.
Aren't you a chick flicky?
No, oh my God, no. No way.
I thought you were into
that. Psychological thrillers. Yeah.
Kebo Trek.
Lady number three, Kebo Trek.
Hey, probably I can go see it with the lady.
There you go. He's in. Lady number three's in. The lady in red.
Probably never.
Hold on. Probably never unless a woman agrees to do a deviant sexual act.
I only used that joke once.
You used that joke once about 80 times. Heavy set. Right.
I love Chuck Everlasting, so no.
All right, we got one more, and it involves a little boy.
Aw.
And that's all I'll say.
They made a movie about Michael Jackson?
Yeah. Hey, 15 will get you 30, buddy.
Hey, where's your cane, Tiny Tim?
Yeah, it's really too soon to make any diagnosis. Let's just say you're a little boy.
My story takes place on the home front. That's my dad. I wanted to be just like him. Everything we did became a great adventure.
Do you believe we can do this?
Yes, I believe we can do this!
Partner, do you believe you can do this?
I believe I can do this!
Pepper, Flint, Busby, it's time to go to bed.
All was good in the old Busby home, or so I thought.
You're going to war.
Yes.
I don't want you to go. Why can't we stay together?
Moment of truth. I am searching for the chosen one. You. The movement of an object to inner power. Do you believe you can do this?
Yes, I believe I can move it.
You wanted the bottle to move so much. It moved. Your faith is powerful.
But if I get enough faith, nothing's impossible, right?
Even bringing my dad home?
Your faith won't work if you have even the slightest bit of doubt.
What if I can't bring dad back?
How? How are you going to bring dad back?
I can move a mountain.
You want to move a mountain? There's one. Go ahead. Move it.
Was that an earthquake?
It's a miracle.
It's up to you to achieve the impossible. It takes courage to believe. Your father would be more than proud of you.
Sapfest, I'm out, Katie.
Yeah, ditto. Too sappy for me.
Kev.
God, no.
Carp. Charlie.
No, but that kid's voice, though, I just want to give him a hug. Is that normal?
I know.
I think it's the maternal instinct.
He sounds so cute. I can do this.
Have you said,
I can do that. I'm going to make Hitler stop killing funny, people.
It'd be funny if he went to NAMM and, like, took out everybody and got his
now
dad.
Now, that's a movie.
That's how you do it. Heavy.
Yay, only if I can not pay any money to see it.
That can be arranged. It's called piracy. All right.
Well, there's also like if it like shows up on Netflix when it gets to that point.
I think old school just volunteered to pay it for you, so just take it and run.
Yeah, I'll buy him.
Sounds like he's gonna email transfer you the money.
All right, let's get into some hashtag. This is the Quebec accent. You get the hashtag OSATM feedback.
You never go ass to mouth.
You've never gone ass to mouth.
You never go ass to mouth.
I've never gone ass to mouth.
Carp, what do we got this week?
Really, from Mr. DRG, really at Killer Carpe Diem, bury Alex Cross and proceed to say Wolf Cop is a great movie. The value of your opinion just plummeted. No, Alex Cross is pretty shitty. So, no. Mr. DRG, okay, the next year at DRG. Screw Jaws 1, go straight to Jaws 3, and watch the beautiful demise of what was once a great film concept. I have actually seen both Divergent and Insurgent and look forward to the final installation. I enjoy the post-apocalyptic teen flick.
I can't do it. I mean, ever since I was forced to watch Twilight, I'm just...
Well, Twilight's not post-apocalyptic, but nonetheless, no thanks. When I said cut the entire Academy, I meant those on the current panel. They should have some sort of relevance, so I say that they... And then it just stops there. What I've heard, most of the Academy votes on what their, like, their help says, like what the maid says they saw and stuff like that, is what they actually vote for, and that they never actually watch the films themselves.
Okay. So, wow.
That's apparently a very large rumor going around. So
the maids are actually deciding.
The maids and the lawn cutters and all the other people who are the domestic help in Los Angeles and Hollywood.
That's bullshit. Machete didn't win any awards.
Yeah, I know. Fuck. Should have won everything.
Wolf Cop should have won everything.
Bastards. AA. I'm starting to get pumped for Star Wars The Force Awakens official teaser number 2, which we talked about on the show. So thanks, AA.
Minus Harrison Ford.
The next few are from Mop the Jockey, or the Mop Jockey. When you played that unfriended trailer, I reached for my phone when Skype rang in the trailer.
That's awesome.
I thought they said no more Fast and Furious movies. I doubt they're ever going to stop that.
No way. A box office decides when that franchise ends. And from what we've seen, nowhere soon. And I'm saying it again, Red Book that shit. Paul Walker is not a draw. Vin Diesel's the draw. They're making the same amount for the next one.
Hashtag.
I don't think so.
You want to bet too, Minnie?
No, I don't. But I really, okay. I've never seen any of those movies, any. And I almost went to see this one just because of Paul Walker. So I'm relying on myself.
Which because you have not seen the movie, I can't really.
Well, there's still time.
That's serious.
Okay.
Yeah, you've got plenty of time to watch 7 movies.
Hashtag OSATM. Does who stars in Marvel movies really matter at this point? It's like the WWE. The brand is bigger than the star. I don't know about that.
I think they're one bad star away. They're one Paul Rudd away from a fucking flop.
Have you seen the newest trailer for Ant-Man? It looks amazing. And I don't care.
Paul Rudd's
it
not a draw.
Pretty
I don't care.
Good.
The big question
you
is,
can't convince me.
The real question is, where can we fit Kevin James into the Marvel Universe?
Let's see. He could be, but it's not the Marvel Universe anymore. He'd have to go over to X-Men, and he'd have to be the Blob.
I was just going to say that.
I think he could do the Thing. How about the Thing?
Well, that's also not considered Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's owned by Paramount or Fox, I think.
How about Kingpin?
Oh, we already got Kingpin. It's D'Onofrio and the TV series Daredevil, which, by the way, I highly suggest you check out on Netflix if you have a chance to check it out.
Yeah, I agree. Episode 5 is awesome.
Let's see. Oh, Mop, responding to your comments about Tom Cruise, watch Going Clear on HBO. That's why people hate him. Going Clear is the documentary about the Scientologist stuff.
Yes. Again, it's a personal belief. Why do people have to put people's personal lives and their acting career in the same fucking thing? I know it's a celebrity thing, but...
Because they do. A lot of Scientologists...
But you shouldn't. Here's the thing, you shouldn't.
They should. Because look at what Isaac Hayes did. Because South Park made fun of Scientology, he had to leave. That was him putting his beliefs in front of all that. Even though he has made fun of, with that show, every other religion, but you touch on my religion, and then, okay, I have to leave.
It's not the Church of Tom Cruise, dude. It's the Church of Scientology. No, you can't blame one guy for the acts of one entire religion.
But there's certain things that Tom Cruise
does the same thing, too.
Yeah. There's probably certain things that Tom Cruise will not act in because of his beliefs, and I use that.
Is that a fact, though? Or are you just saying that?
The Scientologists tell them what to do.
Bailo, is that a fact? Or are you just saying that?
Watch the documentary Going Clear.
All right. I will.
From Mop again, hashtag OSATM. Therapist Mop is my stable on at Stable Wars. Suck it, Daiquiri.
Hold on. It's one guy, it's not catching on. But I got a bone to pick with you, jerk. That was 15 years ago. Why are you bringing up old shit? Why are you regurgitating old names?
I tweeted about it.
We got a few things from All Wine Aside.
See?
OSATM.
We don't need that. That's okay. We don't
Monkey
need to
Kingdom trailer? LOL. Seriously?
That was funny.
Well, yeah.
That was funny.
I kind of backfired.
30 Seconds to Mars is so good. Love that band. See?
Best band ever.
Not best band ever, but they're pretty damn good.
I love them. They're good.
At All Wine Aside, didn't we order you a daiquiri last year? Response, I don't remember. Case closed. Hashtag OSATM. And you got drunk again at Scratch. And
there's
I
no
there.
E in OSATM, idiot. You said OSEATM.
Playback.
Hashtag OSATM. Again from All Wine Aside. Hashtag Chick Flick 2. Is that the tag? Hashtag OSATM.
Hey, Charlie, you're the only one to retweet it.
I know,
so
but I really want it to happen.
Chick flip. So
nobody wants it. Nobody wants it.
It has to happen.
I'll give it another couple weeks, but nobody wants it.
From both from two of many probably Andy Anderson accounts. Like movies, listen to Old School at the Movies, and give feedback by using hashtag OSATM.
Did that rhyme?
Thank you. Thank you.
And then finally, Charlie asking if we'll go see a movie tonight.
Yay! Are we?
I'm not.
I'm up for
okay,
it, Charlie.
Okay, let's go.
I'm going to unfriend you.
Oh, damn.
Oh, she's going to see a horror movie? Really?
Is there monsters in there? If there's monsters, I'm not going to go.
It's going to be like
ghosts. There's ghosts.
Okay. Movie
there's
Skype,
ghosts and
you're
Skype.
Monsters.
Well,
if we're not going with Carp, we could go see Get Hard, but I don't know what that movie is. So
it's a comedy.
Oh, believe. Don't worry about it.
It's a documentary on Viagra.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Oh, that's funny.
And that'll be all for this week's feedback.
All right. Thank you, Carp. Let's close the show. Plugs, final thoughts. Oh, and actually one last announcement.
You never go ask to
me. No, that's not it.
You're gay.
You're gay. Get you gay.
After watching 50 Shades of Grey, Old School has decided to go gay with his new boyfriend, okay. Will.
Here we go. Here's the big news.
Hello. Good morning. Let's go. Let's go. Hello.
The movie draft is back.
Hello.
In 2 weeks, we will be going back to the original format of the, we get 100 movie credits and we bet on which movies we want to take in. I thought that was the best iteration of it. Brian from Toons actually said like it was way more interesting than it should have been because of the kind of drama of, like Cab Botrek put all his money in the Twilight and it completely flopped. Fuck, when's Avengers out? Okay, we'll have to do it next week then. We're going to do it next Tuesday.
Okay, good. Because if you do it later, I might miss it because of sport.
No. So, okay, well, we're going to push
that's
the 80s back
again. I've
already
watched all five movies. But
it's all good. Maybe 2 weeks. And we'll do the movie draft. Charlie, if you're in, it's $100 movie dollars. It's $10 real dollars in real life. But essentially, you bet on a stable of movies. And you don't want to use too much money on one movie like Cab Botrek did. And he threw all his baskets in the Twilight and unfortunately did not pay off.
All right.
Scruff.
Sounds good.
Scruff won that. No?
Scruff
won
Scruff
that.
Is that a lot?
Is that $10 Canadian or American?
It's Canadian, so but $7.85.
So American. 85 cents American.
Eight bucks American.
I'll send you a Tim Hortons gift card. How about that?
I'll take it.
That's fine. That totally
Where's
works.
Where's your closest Tim Hortons, Evie?
Columbus.
Oh,
there's
that's
a bunch
not
in Columbus.
Actually.
Suck it.
We're taking over, dude. It's taken over. Oh.
They bought Burger King.
But the question, though, for everybody, have you tried the Nutella donut?
Not yet.
Nope. How about what?
Nope.
Yeah. Heavy. Nutella donut.
Where is that? Tim Hortons?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
Did you guys go to the Nutella restaurant here in Montreal yet?
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't we have these things here in America?
Because Montreal is one of the best cities in North America.
Old school, play my American.
The double vamp says it's garbage. Charlie, you want to go get a Nutella donut later?
Yes, I do. And then we'll take a picture of it and post it on Twitter so everybody's jealous.
Just send it to Heavyset.
Yeah, by mail.
Heavy, want me to ship you a Nutella donut?
FedEx it to him.
Well, no, if it's at Tim Hortons, I can still go to Tim Hortons. I'm through Columbus every so once in a while. And there's a handful
of Nutella.
It actually might not be everywhere yet.
But it is in Canada.
I think it's.
Don't you ruin my expectations.
I actually somehow think
maple
that it's
syrup.
Not. I think it's not here
Robin
yet.
Sparkles.
It's here yet. Don't
it's
worry.
It's here yet.
That makes no sense. It's here.
It's here yet.
It's here yet.
It's here.
We're here.
All right, then.
All right, let's close the show. Katie Plugs, final thoughts.
Can't wait to see Batman and Superman. And you could follow me at Katie First Lady. And I'll be doing WrestleCast shortly. Previewing Extreme Rules. So yay for me.
What do you got winning the main event?
Main event, Rollins.
Clean?
No, not clean. It's no, Rollins. Dirty. Are you kidding?
Yeah. No, he's like the Miz. Fucking, he's going to have a Miz title reign. Zero clean finishes. All right, Kev, plugs, final thoughts.
Going on that wrestling thing, Chris, quickly, did you guys hear about them banning the curb stomp or him not doing it anymore?
Oh, really?
Yeah. He didn't do it last night.
Somebody get legit injured?
They're worried he's going to cause concussions.
Such a cool move. Anyway, that's my final thought.
Fuck, he can do a high squat. Yes. He can do a carp plugs final thoughts.
Twitter @KillerCarpeDiem. As always, StableWars.com. new members and such, and the WWE Stable Wars season will begin at Extreme Rules. So get your stables in by the pre-show to be part of the Stable Wars WWE season. As well, if you win, you collect a DVD.
Free DVD. Why is there only one person to join the stable and hashtagged it to me? Yeah, you called me Daiquiri. That's fine. I'll take it. Call me Daiquiri all you want. Just join fucking Stable Wars, please. Everybody has to join. You got to take on Team Don't Stop Till You Get the Cock. And I also have Team Last Place, who I guarantee will be in last place. Because it's like, I was going to say Koshman.
Take everybody up.
But it's like Todd Phillips, yeah. Lillian Garcia, The Rock. And like, I've guys, I'm going to get 0 points guaranteed. I'm going to be pissed if last place is in the last place.
That sounds like it.
Charlie. Yeah, I think last place is going to be last place. Charlie. Yeah. All Wine Aside.
Yeah, you can find me at All Wine Aside on Twitter. I'm the one that mostly tweets on there, given that Brooke now has her own Twitter. So
is she doing a side show as well?
No.
All Babies Inside?
No. But awesome. Yeah, so you can listen to my podcast, All Wine Aside, where we get drunk and talk about nonsense.
Can be found on the Trending Topics Network. Heavy Set, plugs, final thoughts.
Should I go through all my podcasts of what I do? But no.
Yeah, we got till about 8 o'clock. You got 20 minutes. Go.
I'll throw out more importantly, check.
And try to do it all in one breath. Go.
Fuck no. I'm fat. Fuck that. The main thing is right now what we have out is Anything Goes, the past two episodes. I thought they were great. We got some great feedback. Three friends just bullshitting about whatever and
wait, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Oh, because
do you drink wine as well?
No, yeah,
and talk about STDs.
Yeah, your
and UTIs.
Idea
is,
and UTIs.
Your idea was so original, and babies. I took it off of somebody else.
I actually started listening to it today for the first time, Heavy, and it was pretty good. I liked it.
The premise really of the show is just us three used to talk on Xbox, and we were like, why don't we record this shit? So that's how that all started. But anyway, one plug for my social media I want to throw out that I've been doing lately. A little childish, but I don't give a fuck. Follow me on Instagram and Vine, both Heavyset33. I'm Heavyset33 on everything. But I discovered Dub Smash, where you can lip sync to certain clips.
Amazing.
Found, which works for me, and I think it's some of my best ones. I've done a couple Chris Farley ones, and also I did one, I know that's on Instagram, where I took some Jay and Silent Bob clips that you can do, and I put them all together, like, ladies, that's ladies, awesome. Ladies, Jay and Silent Bob are in the hizzoos. Hey, yo, baby, I'm asshole. Lick my fat man in an overcoat. Yeah. Just some examples. And granted, it's not my voice. It's the actual, but it's been dubbed up. I fucking love the shit. I sit on when I'm bored and I do that shit. It's awesome.
Well.
I think Charlie's now going to be addicted to
dubbed. Well, I do love Vine. I don't know if I'm going to be addicted to the other one, but Vine is amazing.
Well,
all right, so for.
I was just going to say Instagram's pretty much the same thing, but you can post pictures and the clips are longer.
Then Vine?
There you go.
Yeah, they're same like, you can post up to, yeah, you can post up to 15 seconds.
No, it's terrible, though. 15 seconds is way, 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 way too much. 6 seconds is perfect.
Hold on. What?
Six. I'm on Vine all the time. Haha, that rhymes. Ah, that rhymes again. and same. Six.
Same. I love this girl.
And 6 seconds, I laugh all the time on Vine, like nonstop, laugh, laugh, laugh. I try to watch videos.
I also get laughed about 6 second durations.
I try to check out the videos on Instagram, and it's just too long. You can't make something funny and snappy.
Oh, I'm so tired. 15 seconds, I can't endure it. Oh my god,
an extra 7 seconds of my life.
Oh, you guys are still gonna get a beating next time I see you.
Oh my god. You tell me it takes 15 seconds to play this video.
No.
Oh,
no,
god.
Guys. I'm going to send you a bunch of videos.
How is it 15?
I hate you.
Freaking seconds.
I'm going to send you videos and you'll see. It's not as funny because it's so long.
It's unbearable. Oh, I'm going to literally die at your feet.
That's not what I said.
Because it's more than 15 seconds.
I'm kidding. I'm gonna
Supper Club's going to be great on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to sit next to you guys on purpose.
So for Katie the First Lady, Kebbo Trek, Carp, All Wine Asides, Charlie, and Heavy Set, this is Old School, saying, oh my god, this is taking so long.
Calm down, Charlie.
Calm down, Charlie.
Is it really surprising that a movie starring the two most iconic superheroes in the world would be controversial?
Everybody loves Superman. Who doesn't love Superman?
Yeah, but they couldn't even make a good Superman movie. And now they're just cramming in the whole Justice
League. DC has a horrible track record. Green Lantern? I mean, come on!
Whoa, Dark Knight trilogy. Christopher Nolan's totally involved in these. You're just a butthurt Marvel fanboy. Ant-Man looks stupid. There, I said.
Not every comic book movie has to be fun. What are you, 12?
Stop with the brooding. The only one who gets to brood is Batman. They can't all be brooding.
Maybe Zack Snyder's just a guy trying to make a good movie.
It looks like Sucker Punch.
DC. Marvel DC.
That's how it started. Warner Brothers casting Ben Affleck as Batman, that turned fanboys cruel. Horns, get ready. To debate a teaser that will probably generate more drama than the movie itself. Horns.
Tell me, is my Batman voice better than Christian Bale's? I mean, it has to be, right?
Batman, featuring Superman, rush to the Justice League.
Meh, they should have shown more.
You're just saying that because the Star Wars trailer was so awesome. It's like a year till the movie comes out. Give it time.
I'm just saying.